Ever since I was a child, I've had a particular fondness for playing with my food. I've scoured my memories for the genesis of this behavior, and I think I've figured out where it all started. Halloween. I remember in vivid detail the wonderful and creepy sensation of the mystery box game at my grade school's haunted house, where a guide would lead us, usually blindfolded or eyes closed, through a tour of increasingly disgusting sensations. I'd stick my hand in the box and feel cold, squishy lumps of peeled grapes, and the guide would exclaim, "Those are eyeballs. Ew." Spaghetti became worms, of course. Corn silk would masquerade as a corpse's hair, and a bowl filled with raisins and warm rice passed for a serving of maggots and grubs. It was absolutely revolting, and I absolutely couldn't get enough of it. Maybe it's because I was a young boy, and young boys are so often drawn to the grotesque, but the tendency to play with my food has followed me well into adulthood. I still can't seem to resist the temptation, when faced with a heaping serving of mashed potatoes, to shape them into the Devil's Tower from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Then, quoting Richard Dreyfuss's character, with all of his obsessive mania, exclaim, "This means something!" The same goes for creating a breakfast face out of a plate of bacon, hash browns, and sunny-side-up eggs. I just can't seem to help myself. But hands down, the most fun I've ever had playing with my food was a number of years ago, when my friend Kara asked me to serve as a guest chef for her small but always delightful supper club. "It's Halloween," she reminded me, "so you're gonna have to come up with a kind of spooky, creepy theme menu. Think you'd want to do that?" I don't think I've ever embraced a challenge more quickly, more readily, and with more evident glee. After thinking about the task at hand for a few weeks, I finally had my menu planned. So once I'd acquired all of the ingredients and a suitable Halloween costume, I headed over to Kara's house to let the fun begin. Here's how it went down. Course 1. Skeleton bones. Perhaps the easiest way to impress someone with your refined taste and culinary skill is to roast them some marrow bones. It's a cheap, simple crowd pleaser that has the added benefit of being decadently pleasurable. All you need to do after sourcing your bones is to blanch them, unless you want them bloody, of course, throw them on a greased baking sheet under a hot broiler for about 15 minutes or until the marrow is soft enough to easily stick a skewer through, then plate with some toast points and sea salt. Et voila, as the French say. Scoop the marrow out with an espresso spoon or similar implement, spread on toast, and enjoy what Anthony Bourdain often refers to as butter from God. Course 2. Zombies Delight. From here, things escalated quickly. I wanted to be daring with my creeptastic Halloween menu, so I decided to employ the single most interesting and most disgusting raw ingredient I've ever worked with. Hence, for the zombie course, we'd be having pan-fried calf's brains, served simply with a couple of lemon wedges and a thick, garlicky aioli. For fear of you turning off the radio, I will not include details of what it's like to poach and clean raw brains, but suffice to say, it is not a pleasurable experience. Question is, what did the supper club guests make of my ambitious foray into the world of gray matter? About half of them shunned the brains entirely, and did so with a priceless expression of pure, unadulterated revulsion in the process, but I'm happy to say that the other half, the intrepid ones, enjoyed the dish. "The fried exterior makes it familiar," said one, "but it definitely has an interesting texture on the inside. It's creamy, like a flan, and mildly beefy. I like it." Course 3. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. After the bones and brains, I thought it might be wise to take a step back to more familiar ingredients. So here I had to pay homage to my favorite of the classic MGM monster movies. In this case, it was by combining black squid ink linguine and grilled baby octopus with garlic, olive oil, and parmesan. I made sure the tentacles poked out of the black pasta like the creature reaching out of the murky lagoon to snare his next victim. This one was an overwhelming hit. At the end of the evening, our bellies full of spooky dishes and wine, and our costumes perhaps a little ruffled, we all agreed that taking chances with your Halloween menu can be oodles of fun. So don't fear to get creepily creative in the kitchen on this All Hallows Eve, and embrace the chance to truly play with your food. And maybe consider frying up some calf brains. As my parents always told me as a child, you never know what you might like until you try it.